Okay, so one of the, I feel like this is the classic bar mitzvah speech that people give during Sfira, but it happened to me 17 years ago when I turned 13. If someone becomes a bar mitzvah during Sfira, so the poskim asks the question, what does the child do? Because as we know, Balei HaTosfos poskim that if you forget a night, you can still continue with a bracha. But the Bahag poskens that is not true, that if you miss a night, that you can't continue with a bracha. So the poskim ask, is the same thing true of someone whose status changes? Technically, he may have counted, but his status changed during that period. So some of the shittot are well known, but there's a few new ones which were new to me at least, so I'm going to throw them out there. So the basic positions divide as follows. Some poskim say, like Rabbi Avad Yosef, Nechavadar, Chilek Gimel, Chuvah Chavtet, says, look, we paskin in general like the Bahag, or at least we're machmer like the Bahag, and we paskin that if you miss a night, so then you can't continue with a bracha. And therefore, a child who becomes a bar mitzvah, you know, whatever day it's going to be, he hasn't, from a biblical perspective, counted before that day, and therefore he's not allowed to continue counting. That's one extreme. All the way to the other extreme, you have some achronim who say no. Whether or not the child counted when he was a katan, when he was a child, he's allowed to count when he becomes bar mitzvah. And they suggest a novel position that even according to the Bahag, that you need tmimo, you can't miss a night. Maybe that only means you can't miss a night that you could have counted as a gadol. But if you were a child before and you weren't obligated, so look, even if you become a bar mitzvah, the last 3 days of Sfira, as long as you count those three, so you did everything you could, it's as tamim as is possible, and therefore you're allowed to. That's the position of the Chesed Avram, and the Tshuva of the Marash Engel, and others. The majority of poskim take a middle position and say that the katan is exactly like the gadol, that if the child counted as a child, so then he can continue counting with a bracha even after he becomes an adult, even though his status changes. If he didn't count, if he missed a night, so then he would not be able to continue with a bracha just like an adult. But different reasons are given for it. So some say, following the footsteps of Ksav Sofer, that look, really, really, we paskin like Balei HaTosfos, that even if you forget a night, you're allowed to continue counting. But Michumra, we say that if you forgot a night, you continue without a bracha like the Bahag, who says that you need tmimos. But the katan, the child, what was he supposed to do? He did everything perfectly. What do you want from his life? And therefore, that pushes us over the edge. We add to that the shito to say you continue counting, and therefore the child, as long as he counted, we allow him to continue. That's one explanation for why we allow him. Another one which is suggested al-peh by Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, it's suggested by Reb Ben Zion Abba Shaul, is to say, look, we have to distinguish in halacha between the obligation for a mitzvah and the act of a mitzvah. It may be true that the child wasn't obligated to count Sfiras HaOmer the entire time, but he did. Now, what do you want from him? He did the action, and there's halachic significance to his action, even if he wasn't as obligated. And therefore, what are you telling me? It wasn't to me what it was. He counted all 40 whatever days, and now it comes as bar mitzvah, so now he continues counting. I know he wasn't obligated before, but the main point isn't, was he obligated? The main point was, he did it. Did he do it or not? And if he did it, so then he can continue counting. That's number two. Those are sort of the classic ones. The two that I saw this year, that were new to me. One, which is very common sense, so I like it a lot, is from Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon. Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon says, look, the reason that the child can continue is just common sense. It's impossible that we could tell a child, you're more obligated in a mitzvah before your bar mitzvah than after your bar mitzvah. But up till now, we allowed the child to count with a bracha because of chinuch. And now he hits bar mitzvah and you're going to tell him, we're going to downgrade you, now you can do without a bracha. It makes no sense. It's a halachic impossibility. Bar mitzvah means you've become obligated in mitzvah, your status goes up. It can't be that upward status would make it that you can't, that you're obligation mitzvahs would go down. That's impossible. So he just says, look, it's obvious that he can continue counting. That's svara number three. Svara number four is quite adventurous, but I like it. It's interesting. Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, and the Shuvah Ralitzion, Chilak Alf, Tshuva, Lamed Vav, suggests something else. In addition to his claim that, look, all you need is the Maaseh Mitzvah, or alternatively, the other formulation of that is, the only reason that Rav Haigon, the other position to wait to understand Rav Haigon is to say, you don't need, it's not that it's 49, it's one big mitzvah, it's simply that you need Ritzifut. In order to count, you can't count if you miss a day. So a child, look, even if he wasn't obligated, if he counted, he counted. But then he has another svara, and he says, look, let's say you do think that the child isn't obligated. So what are you saying? You're saying that because of a technicality, right, because he wasn't able to be obligated in Sfiras Omer the entire time, so therefore he can't count with a bracha now. But he said, that doesn't make sense. You know why? Because last week, he was a child and you made him count from chinuch. And what does chinuch mean? Chinuch means that we obligate you to do a mitzvah before you're obligated, so that when you become obligated, you'll be ready to do it. So he says, normally we think of chinuch with ktanim, with children. But let's say you do paskin like Rabbi Avadya Yosef on a biblical level. Namely, that this child, because his status switched, he's not obligated to count on a biblical level. Maybe you can say that even though he's an adult now, he's chayav in chinuch. Because yet last week you said he's chayav to count with a bracha to train him for next year. So why shouldn't he, now that he's an adult, why should he be worse? So call it chinuch. Call it chinuch of a gadol. And therefore he should be chayav. And he says, I have two quasi-proofs for it. One is the Ramban, who seems to say that if you live in Chutz La'aretz, your mitzvot are only chinuch for when you're in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, you see that there's a concept of chinuch, whatever that means, even for adults. I don't want to get into that discussion. His other one is there, Rabbi Eger, as a discussion of what happens if a child eats a meal before he becomes bar mitzvah, like right before Shkia, and then becomes bar mitzvah, and he already benched, right? He ate and benched, but when Shkia comes, he's full. He's still full. Does he have to bench again? So, without getting to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's discussion, he says, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva Eiger just say that he ate and didn't bench, and now he wants to know, do you bench now that you've changed status? So he said, it must be that it was obvious to Rabbi Akiva Eiger that if you ate, even if you didn't bench, even though your status has now changed, you're chayiv to bench, either midaraisa or midarabanan. Right? I don't know. Either it's you're formally obligated, now you're full as an adult, or as a chinuch, it's an extension of a katan. And that's the fourth one. So those last two svar were the ones that were chidushim to me. One, the common sense one. You can't lower your status. The other one, the possibility that there's chinuch, even when someone is an adult.